I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Feminino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
Ready to roll on a Monday. We've got so much to talk about. Good to have everybody with us. 65 and sunny. And yes, we will get to the Lions, but we're going to start that at 2:45. They signed DJ Reed. They didn't sign Charles Woodson. So it can wait 45 minutes.
Not Deion in his prime.
We'll get there. We'll get there because we got a lot of Lions to talk. And I think the DJ Reed move, it impacts other moves. And we'll talk about it. But let's just get the foundation built. Let's deal with yesterday before we get to today. And here are the ground rules. I'm going to have some fun with you, Rico. Okay. David is going to be our veritable Judge Judy.
Oh.
Now, David has made an unfortunate wardrobe choice today in that he is wearing a maize-colored polo shirt. It's not Easter, David. Bad
see,
choice.
David, one more time, and we could use the drop mustard.
You're right.
The point is, if Rico or I say anything that is untrue, David, or speaks of Spartan Derangement Syndrome, SDS, you are to ring the bell and brazenly interrupt the show. Fair? So let's just get this one out of the way. Because, I mean, Rico, you were there yesterday.
Right.
But only reason we're doing this now is because I know once we get on the NFL, the boat has left the port.
Correct.
Dusty May, I said I loved his hiring. Thought he was a damn good coach. And even amidst Michigan fans getting all upset, I said, look, he's still had a hell of a year and did an unbelievable job. Before yesterday, I really had nothing against Dusty May. His postgame was one of the most embarrassing things I've ever seen, and I say one of because his press conference today was even worse. So if you missed it, and I don't know it's possible if you could have, it made the lead on SportsCenter. Michigan got their asses kicked, didn't like it. He sent out two scrubs out there, and they decided to defend Michigan State's logo, which makes no sense. Just like being called Fat Fat with two P's. And I'm going to rename him Dum Dum because that was dumb what he did yesterday. Dum Dum Brooks, you're from Grand Rapids, son. You were recruited by Michigan State. You know the tradition. Mm-hmm. And now the problem is him and Kaysen, there's video where one of them says to the other, don't move. Mm-hmm. So let's just stop with the, I didn't know there's a tradition, or, oh, there's, a, what do you mean we can't stand there while free throws are being shot? Dusty, you coached at Indiana, you coached at Eastern, you've coached in college now for a quarter of a century. The tradition started 30 years ago. You would have to be blind, deaf, and dumb, along with insanely willfully ignorant, to pretend you didn't know. So I ain't trying to hear it. And I just want to say one more thing before Rico probably his head explodes, cartoon style. Do you know why this tradition started? It started because a group of Michigan players, you know, the class act that is Jalen Rose, rubbed their buttholes on the Spartan logo. They wiped their proverbial ass on the Spartan logo in 93-94. That's why it started. Mm-hmm. So just please, Dusty May, stop. We'll play audio. Cut it out. It's always U of M. Always.
Brother, it's so ingrained in that program that even in the Champions Classic this year, Hunter Dickinson, who plays for Kansas now, found the state logo and starts stomping up and down on it during their game.
You play for Kansas.
You play for Kansas now, Hunter. Did you forget that? They sure wish you would just leave.
What was it like up there? I mean, it was electric, but like you're there seeing it go down. It's different on TV.
Well, because Mike, kind of like on TV, everybody, your mindset was on, okay, each senior's about to go out. Everybody has their camera out. Everybody's ready to capture that moment. And then all of a sudden, you just see the pushing and the shoving. And what the heck just happened? You see Trey standing there at center court with Kaysen and Fat Fat. And it's just like, okay, what just happened here? And now all the players, the Michigan players come rushing out there first. And then the state players, Dusty May comes out there and separates the refs. And they're sitting there talking. And it was like, okay, guys, what was that all about? So after the game, I see Trey, and I'm like, so what happened? And he was like, well, basically, I told them to get the F off the logo, and they wouldn't move. So I moved them for him. And I was like, so then I saw another angle, and I'm like, yeah, that's pretty much what happened. It was, at that point, it was a very chippy game. They had been going back and forth. And near the end, you could kind of tell they were just kind of setting up for these moments. Michigan State had all their players. They had the bench players ready to single file. They've done it every year for the last 31 years. So it was going to go Frankie Fiddler. It was going to go Zapata. And then it was going to go
Jay Nakins
was going to be the last one. And for some reason, and you didn't realize it at the moment. It was like, because it was like, okay, well, you got two Michigan players standing at half court in a 17-point game. Dusty, if you're really trying to win this game with 37 seconds left, I don't know if you have a 17-point play in the playbook, but you would think that you want to have two people close to the basket to get the offensive rebound to maybe get a putback and an and one, not standing right smack center court. Not off to the side of the logo, but right smack in the middle of the logo defiantly. Trey wasn't having it. And in the end, Izzo, you know, called him and said, hey, you can't do this because we need you in the tournament, but you stood up for the program. And told him, I don't allow this that often, but Trey, you can go ahead and kiss this thing.
It's two notes. Dusty today, and we'll play the audio, said, well, he didn't want to have a Cohen Carr leak out for another layup. Dusty, you're down 17 with 30 seconds. This is an MTV Rockin' Jock. There's no 15-point bucket. Second of all, for all the delusional idiots out there, this is from the same program who got upset when their flag planting ceremony at Ohio State was met with resistance. To the tune of, if you don't like it, beat us. You're not even defending the right logo. Second of all.
Oh, third of all, Cohen was on the bench.
Yeah, I know. It's none of it makes sense.
Right. Cohen Carr had a leak out. Like, Cohen's on the bench. Like, but why? Seriously, no. If Michigan State wanted to rub it in, as Dusty says, because that may have been the dumbest thing that he said. Very passive aggressive in both press conferences, where you want to, you basically, you were just trying to be a horse's ass. That's what you were trying to do. You wanted to be, well, you know, their logo takes up a third of the court anyway. So, you know, we were just standing there and, you know, and like yesterday, he's like, well, they would, you know, if they want to rub it in on us, they can rub it in. It's like,
not even what it's about.
They weren't trying to rub it in on you. It's not like, that, you know, back in 95, Respert said, you know what, one day Dusty May will be coaching at Michigan and we got to plant the seed. Now, no, they were not rubbing. If they wanted to rub it in, they would have put Cohen Carr back in the game and ran an alley-oop. The crowd was begging for a Cohen Carr dunk the entire game. He never got it. That would have been rubbing it in with a 17-point lead. Instead, Izzo just pulls it. He says, you know what, run the clock out. Let's just get some fouls in so we can get the players in. So,
look, it was just pathetic. And here's my problem in all of this. And, David, you can address it if you want, or you can.
Apparently, we're on point. He hasn't rang the bell yet.
I want you to brazenly interrupt this next little ditty, if you will. Why is it always you? When you look at this. Now, MSU has done this for 30 years. The most controversy I've ever heard is Chris Holtmann one time at OSU went, you know what, it takes too long. And Tom Izzo's response is, great, we'll make sure we don't ever schedule your ass again for the last game. When you look at issues, well, let's see. Have I ever seen another Big Ten coach punch another coach? Nope, but Juwan Howard did. How about I was raised by Chicago, I will effing kill you on a boom mic. Once again, U of M, Mark Turgeon, Juwan Howard. All right, now you interrupted senior day. Then we get to the football stuff. I've never heard of tunnel issues. You've had it with three or four different teams.
That would be four.
Okay, then. Oh, then we get the, what was it, Devin Bush playing landscaper. Never saw that before.
And, Mike, that's exactly what it felt like yesterday. It was, you can't tell me that wasn't premeditated. Devin Bush was premeditated.
Why do you think he sent out Fat Brooks, who couldn't find playing time with two hands and a flashlight? He sent him out there.
Let me add to that.
Okay.
You're the point guard, and this team turned the ball over five times in 3 minutes. You're a point guard, and you only saw 2 minutes of action. You know what those 2 minutes of actions were? Hey, Fat, go stand on a logo. That's it. That's all he did. That's it.
Why, but, David, why? Like, why is it always you? And then you're the same school who wants to play the aggrieved. How about Dusty May at his press conference today? We could play the audio. Oh, I'm just proud of our guys showing restraint. Like, wait, what? Just, how about this? Yeah. Guys are out of line. I don't need an apology. I don't care. I laugh at stuff like this. I just never understand the psychosis of why everybody who's at Michigan has to be a douche. I don't understand it. Is it in the oxygen? The O2 levels? Is it in the water?
Bro, this is from the same school that brought you, we're going to plant the flag at Ohio Stadium.
And we're mad when you take our flag.
We beat you. If you don't want us to plant the flag, then beat us. But now you're aggrieved, and it's like, oh, it's like, well, Kason and Brooks, it's like, you guys want to be gangsters. You're wanksters because, okay, Trey came up and punked you. You didn't really want to do anything. You then played the hold me back game. Now hold me back. Hold me back. Trey's right there. It's two of you, okay? If you're that angry about all of this stuff, you could have had at it.
But what are you angry about?
So the great restraint was you didn't think that anybody was going to challenge you. You thought that you were just going to be the bully and say, enough's enough. And you know what? So what that you beat us, but you didn't get to do your tradition. Don't sit here and tell me you didn't know about the tradition because you did. You were just being very passive aggressive. I would have more respect for Dusty May and the Michigan team if they came out later and said, yep, we knew exactly what we were going to do. And we just didn't want to see it done on our watch. I respect that. And I respect that.
At least it's a heel turn that's honest.
But to do the whole, what? Is that what they do? I didn't know
what
that.
You know what Dusty May sounded like? I don't give a damn. He sounded like Wojo. That's what Dusty May sounded like in the last two press conferences. Sounded like Wojo. Just a bunch of nonsense.
Well, I mean, their logo's pretty big. Here's some jokes. And it's like, yeah, they take up a third of the court. And what, you're not allowed to stand at half court when they shoot free throws? Is there a rule against that? No, Dusty, it's not. But
they waited till 37 seconds to do it. It's a 17-point game. Just move. I mean, you don't even have to like it. I don't care. I just wanted the game to be over. I mean, the game was boring. Or 50-28 at the half. You got your ass kicked. You know what I thought Michigan actually did? They fought. They tried. They battled. I didn't think Michigan's players disgraced themselves in any way until they do what they always do. But here's the problem. The adult in the room, he's been indoctrinated now.
Yes.
Why, Dusty May, I had nothing negative to say about the guy. Why on earth would Dusty triple down on this?
You know, I'm going to take the same logic that Michigan fans had with Ohio State. and the flag planting. You don't want to see the flag, you beat them. You know the one time that a couple times they didn't do the senior day kiss when they lost the game. They had to do it afterwards. If they're losing the game, right, they're out there fighting. They don't have a chance to take the seniors out the game because they need them in there. Draymond Green had to do it in the post-game ceremony.
We lost to Ohio State.
Yes.
They hit the buzzer beater on
buzzer beater. Way to go. If I had the bell, I would ring it. Way to go. Yeah, it was 0.8 seconds left. Yep. They hit the buzzer beater.
And you get sad pizza.
Right. Brandon Dawson tears his ACL in the beginning of the game because they were running away with the game. He tears his ACL. Ohio State wins, and you get the sad pizza. You got the sad ceremony. It was like Coach K, his final ceremony when they had lost to North Carolina.
There's just always something that doesn't need to be a part of it, and it's always them. Like, honestly, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart, I wish this was an A&M in Texas situation. I'd never play them again. I wish MSU never played Michigan again. I just can't. They are the rich you-know-what who tells you, do you know who my daddy is?
See,
I just cannot stand them.
See, I think they're more of the Karen who, I'm going to provoke you, I'm going to do all of this stuff, and the second you, I feel aggrieved, I need to talk to the manager. Maybe Tony Petitti on the line,
maybe,
please.
Maybe they're an HOA president.
Maybe they are.
I don't know. David, I want your full response, but I'd like to state for the record.
Can I speak to the manager, please?
You didn't ring the bell a single time. Okay.
No, not at all.
And I know you wanted to. We will get to the Lions at 3 o'clock. We wanted to get this done, though, and just set the table for the day.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Oh, please. Now, listen, I don't want you to let my tone lead you to believe I'm not in a great mood. It's 60. It's sunny. We are. We had a very lively pre-show. I'm not in a bad place. I promise. But we got to have some conversation, starting with why is Jeremy Otto dressed like Lou Carnesecca, 1983 over here?
What's wrong with my... I'm in khakis and a sweater. No matter what I wear, whether it's a logo something, khakis or a sweater, I never can get it right for him.
Yes, you can. You're beautiful.
Pipe burst in my house.
Listen, hold on. You understand the reference.
He has had enough.
I don't actually.
Okay, hold on.
He's had enough. He's had enough with you, Mike.
I know, and I love it.
He is not.
I'm going to show you. I'll show you the reference. When are you back? 2:30 or 3?
3.
At 3 o'clock, I'll show you the reference.
All right.
I got you covered. You're good.
All right.
But it was an iconic look that he had. So it's actually, if you know the reference, that's why I was like, oh, yeah.
Maybe I'll just wear this every day then.
You should. Q-zips are a powerful look. For for a powerful man. All right, let's get to business. I want to sell you something, and I don't know that I'm right. So much like when we approach this on trade deadline day, I am going to ask for the blessing of Kenneth G. Cott and of the Hockey Elite. If you think I step out of line with my presentation here, you can tell me. But I watched the Red Wings last night, incompletion, start to painful finish. As they lose, it's a hockey thing that's weird where the puck doesn't cross the line, but the shot was released, but we're not going to do it like every other sport thing. They lose 2-1. They got goalied. But I watched it last night, and Kenny and I had a very nice text exchange all evening. Some of it funny, some of it not. But I was feeling certain things, and it seemed like, felt like, sounded like. Last night is what I would call a Latte Larry game. Mocha Joe! So listen, we are all fans of Curb on this show. Tell me if last night was a Latte Larry spite store loss. It was a spite loss to the Iser plan. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All last summer, we begged the Red Wings, let's trade for a goalie. Let's get an upgrade. You got beat by a team that did trade for a goalie in Linus Ullmark. Now, has he been perfect? No. Can he still goalie your ass on any given night?
Yeah.
Yes.
Proven last night.
He saved the puck with his head. He saved the puck with his ass. He saved everything. As the Wings, basically 2-1, 50-25, even numbers math. Spite store. A guy you let go scores a goal in David Perron. We wanted the Wings to make a big trade. You were linked to Dylan Cousins. Who got him? Oh, the team that beat you last night. And he scored the game winner. And don't even get me started that the Senators made the exact trade you could have and should have made, going and getting Zetterlund or whatever the hell his name is, the second line center from the Sharks, 40 points, restricted free agent. He makes no money. And the RFA in hockey is powerful because if you sign a guy to an offer sheet, they actually come to your house and kill you. Here's my point. Add up all of those factors. It was almost like Team A is doing it the right way. Team B sat there and said, we can't go all in. Team A wins. And by the way, for not doing everything the right way, you're going to lose on a buzzer beater. By that much.
But hey,
that was...
They sold it.
That was my feeling as the Wings were celebrating and I was the sad monkey from Planet of the Apes. Because in the bottom left of your screen, it was...
Right. I was like, wait, did it count? They acted like they just won game seven. Like, they're celebrating. Like, no, guys.
They were trying to win an Oscar.
And you know, deep in that huddle, they were like, you know, this doesn't count.
Right? I don't care. Keep jumping.
Right.
All right. So, Kenny, am I off base in feeling last night was a Latte Larry spite store to Iserman? The Senators did everything we asked the Wings to do. And the Senators beat you with every single point that we wanted the Wings to do. They did, and each of those things beat you.
Yeah, each single item is what we have not done. And the Perron thing, when he scored, I was like, of course.
And the guy's got like three goals this year because he's been hurt.
It's like, and by the way, I didn't mind them letting Perron go. That's not the crux of this argument. But it was funny that he ended up scoring as a part of this Latte Larry spite store. The Dylan Cousins thing, I was like, well, of course.
And Ullmark. Because we brought it up on this show.
I brought up the name Ullmark, I believe, over the summer.
100% you did.
And it was the ultimate spite store. It was the ultimate Latte Larry. And I felt like that drop we just played when I watched that puck go in and I saw the ref in the corner waving it off. I'm like, oh, they're gonna wave it off.
Quickest replay ever.
And by the way, that was a hell of a sell job by the Red Wings, jumping up and down like they just won game seven.
Oh, yeah.
Kenny, the ref was like, all right, I don't think it counted, but we'll go. Wait, hold on. Yep, we're right. It's over.
They did such a good job selling it that I celebrated until I saw the ref waving it off, and I was like, oh.
Right, they show the replay. Well. Clock's already at zero. You don't even see the puck coming close to the goalie yet.
The puck's not even in the crease area yet. I think they were very well aware.
I was like, wait, is it the puck already in the net? Oh, wait, it's
even if they would have called it goal on the ice, they would have just as quickly overturned it as they did in that replay.
So we wanted to start with this. We will get to the Lions a little bit. I've got a question. I think there is a divide within the fan base. We're going to talk about it. But I want to ask this question to Red Wing fans. And then I have Rico's power stat of the day. I had asked the question yesterday to Kenny. And I said, look, if they lose this thing in regulation tomorrow, they don't even steal a point. It's just a straight up 4-point game. It feels like to me the season's over. And I asked, is that hyperbolic? Is that me being a dumb guy because I don't watch the Swedish Hockey League? I just help me. And Kenny didn't necessarily disagree. And again, guys, there's 11 games on the road, 7 at home. You got 2 against the Golden Knights. You got 2 against the Hurricanes. You got Florida on. It's a real murderer's row. And this team is snake bit. And that leads me to the power stat. But I want to ask you the people. Tuesday, March 11th at 2:09 in the afternoon on a beautiful afternoon in Metro Detroit. Hockey Elite, I call to you. Are you ready to call it? Nona's not breathing anymore. Are you ready to call time of death? Tuesday, March 11th, 2:09, the 2024-2025 Detroit Red Wings. Are you ready to sign the death certificate? And you're not a bad person if you say yes, and you're not a bad person if you say no. But here's the power stat. Do you realize they've been stuck on 66 points for 2 weeks? Yeah. I'm going to need you to go ahead and
see you tomorrow too, guy.
Come in on Sunday. 2 weeks. And now the gap is growing, and overtime, they've been passed by the Rangers, passed by Montreal. Obviously, the gap to Ottawa and to Columbus, you're sitting at 4 points plus. I believe one or two of the teams has a game in hand. I want to ask, are you, and it is a question, don't get all bent out of shape, Hockey Elite. Are you ready to call it? Are you ready to sign the death certificate on this team? And did you view last night as a referendum on the Iser plan? Fair or not, human emotion in the moment is real. We wanted a goalie. They went and got Linus Ullmark. Hey, you got Peter Mrazek, which, by the way, no disrespect to anybody on the TV broadcast, but could you power it down a little bit? Maybe don't take two of the blue pills before the broadcast. I got Chris Osgood telling me that Mrazek could catch fire and carry this team. What? Chris.
Based on what?
Yeah,
Chris. What has he done in the last 4 or 5 years that would make you possibly believe he's capable of catching fire?
Based on the hot goalie thing.
No, based on boner vision. I don't know. Like, stop.
When your defense isn't particularly good and your stats aren't particularly good, what about that adds up to wins?
Here's the other one. Your house is on fire, but you know what? Here, look this way. Look at the sunset. Did you hear or see the sales pitch on Pelika and a full Swedish hockey breakdown by the broadcast last night? Guys, I don't care. He's on the other side of the planet.
Not here yet.
It is not relevant to anything we're doing right now. Hey, I know this sucks, but just look into the future. Guys, please.
Wait for the kids, Mike.
No, please. Kenny, are you ready to sign the death certificate?
And you can tell me what percent of this is copium.
How about this? Here's what you know what I want to do?
Okay.
I want you to think about it.
All right.
I want you to tell us on the flip side. And I want to give you a chance to talk to your people on the phone lines, because we all know when we talk hockey, you host your own little talk show on the phone lines. 248-539-9797. Hockey Elite, don't make me play the Matterhorn. Is the season over? 2:12, Tuesday, March 11th. Are the Red Wings done? I feel like they are. I feel like last night was the universe telling you, you're not living right. The Iser plan and everything you should have done was on display, and that's why Ottawa stole that game.
You see, I think that was the final nail in the coffin for me. It was the Utah loss. Like, I've seen this before.
I
know exactly where this is going.
Yep. And if you don't want to call it, you're not a bad person. You will not be yelled at. You won't be made fun of. I'm asking you emotionally where you're at today. 248-539-9797. David, any thoughts by you? Thank you for the curb music, by the way. That was touching.
I was about to say, so is this that car flag meter that we're doing?
There's no such thing as a car flag right now.
There was only one person who had a car flag last night, and it was Osgood. He was at full mast. You know, Mrazek is shown he can get hot and carry a team. And I'm like, where? For the Cincinnati Cyclones? This guy's been terrible for 4 years.
On rookie mode on NHL?
Yeah, oh, man. Go ahead, David.
No, last night was a microcosm of what the Iser plan era is. It's like you're trying so hard and we're just keep hitting a brick wall. Like shot after shot after shot, chance after chance to make the playoffs, and we're constantly hitting a brick wall. Mm-hmm. That's what it felt like last night.
Yeah. Are you willing to sign the death certificate, or are you giving Nona a chance for life-saving measures?
I will wait on Kenny's answer, but I'm already getting ready for the funeral. I'm setting my eulogy up. I'm preparing it.
David, I'm like you. I've already gone to the room. I've said my goodbyes, and we talked, we laughed, we shared, we cried.
And Nona looks so peaceful.
Right. And I just know the off season is going to be such a better place.
And I do want to say, if you do have someone who has passed away in your life, David does DJ funerals. Did it earlier in the week. Last week it was unbelievable. I didn't know you could DJ a celebration of life, but David, offer your services. You got bills to pay. What's the problem?
Yeah, 2 for 1.
2 for 1.
You know David played the electric slide at the funeral the other day.
Buy one, get one free.
Another one.
What, 2 for 1 funeral?
I'll do this funeral and throw in a wedding for free.
Right. You get future considerations for when your next family member dies.
Can you do the Cupid shuffle for the white folks?
Okay, 2 for 8.
Left, to the left.
Okay.
David out there playing Baby Got Back.
You know what? Okay, that's. We'll get to the people next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50. and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
3 o'clock. Good to have you with us. Odyssey.com Rewind. Just got done with some Pistons talk, defending them a little bit from the foolishness of what went down with Shaquille O'Neal and TNT. But we want to move to the Lions in a different way. And I think it's interesting. Amon-Ra St. Brown on his podcast. I'm not overselling it. There's no rant. But it does help if you watch the video with the audio, because you can see him putting his hand on his head, on his face. He's just like, basically, Jesus, blank, blank, enough already as it pertains to the Chicago Bears. So I want to play the audio. And if you can imagine him, you know, rubbing his head and putting his face in his hands. And David, please tell me you appropriately bleeped out a couple of things. Okay, there's some spicy language, including a he calls Ben Johnson something that you better have bleeped out. But I
had to explain to Mike.
Still can't make the connection there, but we'll just move forward. The point is, here's Amon-Ra as it pertains to the Bears spending spree. So, listen.
That may rank right up to with
no. That was actually Amon-Ra as Paul Woods.
What the bleep is this?
So, look, the way I took it is, and I don't think, look, the word fear does not enter the chat. The word scared doesn't. I think the Bears have his attention. I think the Bears should have your attention. Now, I know you don't want to hear that. You're probably already scrambling for a remote control. Or you're cursing at your steering wheel. Don't. It doesn't mean you're not good. It doesn't mean you might not be the favorite to win the division. But the Bears should absolutely have your attention. Not only by the fact they took the number one assistant in the coaching cycle, and he was yours.
Mm-hmm.
Not only by the fact they have rebuilt their offensive line top down and improved an already good defense. But how about this? And this is the one little fun part of the topic. They are the betting favorite to land Ashton Gentry, the number one running back in the draft, out of Boise State, Heisman Trophy candidate, the whole bit. Ben Johnson is bringing Detroit to Chicago. And before you start this crap about Caleb Williams, as if he went out and threw 28 interceptions like Peyton Manning, I want to remind you of something. It wasn't long ago you took a quarterback whose career was over. He was thrown in the garbage by Sean McVay. They started John Wofford in a playoff game instead of Jared Goff. He was a throw-in to the Stafford deal. And Ben Johnson, along with others, but Ben Johnson played a big role in breathing life into Jared Goff's career to the point where Jared Goff's name was chanted in grocery stores. So if you don't think Ben Johnson's got a shot with a kid entering his second year who didn't have a terrible rookie year amidst a coaching change, amidst an OC change,
as a rookie, coach who just had no clue to what was going on.
Correct. I'm making a point. Is it fair to say the Bears should have Lions fans' attention? Not fear, not scared, but it sounds like the Bears got Amon-Ra's attention. So I just want to know. And again, if you're going to slander them taking Ashton Gentry, cool, Jahmyr Gibbs. Like, you guys, Ben Johnson is bringing Detroit to Chicago. Mm-hmm. They've got my attention. To me, they're a playoff team. And if they're a playoff team, that makes the margins a lot tighter in this division. Now, I could take Minnesota and throw them in the garbage. Let's say JJ's just not ready.
Hold on. But you have to hope that JJ's not ready. Because while you're watching the Bears, hey, Minnesota is sneaking right past you, making some moves, improving their offensive and defensive line. Now, if JJ is just okay, you're still in trouble because they still have all those pieces. You have to cross your fingers and hope that JJ is just brain dead when he plays. Yeah.
But I wanted to know, when you hear what Amon-Ra saying, and again, the video helps. And sure, part of it is he's like, my God, the amount of money. But it is the players. You know, look, it's not uncommon if players do a podcast today. If teams are signing bums, they tell you. I mean, hell, Micah Parsons talks about the Niners every damn day. But yeah, I think they have Amon-Ra's attention and they have mine. You're not the only team that's allowed to get better. So, yeah, Bears have my attention. I want to know if they have yours. And again, I haven't used the words fear or scared. That's not what attention is. I just don't view them as a rollover. And I don't view them that they're not going to be a threat to win the division. No. I think they're a threat. I think this is the toughest division in football. I think this is the new AFC North. It is the hardest division in the entire sport.
No,
so
not just to see. I go past the Bears, Mike. I do. Like I say, I do the entire North team because I'm looking at everybody. Like holding your breath, praying to God that Metcalf didn't go to the Packers, but they made moves. The Vikings have made a lot of moves, and now the Bears. The Bears took because it was addition by subtraction. You got to hope that this new offensive coordinator is going to be as good with Goff as is Ben Johnson.
He won't be.
But he's taking that. He took Randall L. with him. He's taking a philosophy. He went out and in 72 hours flipped the O-line. Okay? Totally got rid of all of their O-linemen, brought in brand new O-linemen, and said, your job is to protect this guy right here.
And 2 years ago, let's remember something. We did shows, and I'm sure they're somewhere on YouTube. The difference when you had Jonah Jackson in your lineup and the difference when you didn't. You were averaging north of 5 yards a carry with him. He was about a 50-yard difference on a game-in, game-out basis when Jonah was healthy versus when he got hurt.
Mike, it was factually, it was every game that they lost, he didn't play.
They went 0-5 in the Jonah games?
Yeah.
Okay. Good pull by you. So my point is, yes, he got hurt. All right? Signed a bad deal with the Rams. That doesn't preclude him from having a good year with the Bears. And if the Bears bring in an Ashton Jeanty or an Omarion Hampton, the kid from North Carolina, like, they're emulating you.
What? No, because I can only imagine what happens when they call the trick play here at Ford Field. You know, Ben Johnson is going to be sitting there smiling, probably with a finger in the air like, yep, that's a touchdown. Not even looking. Going to turn his back to the play and just look
at Larry Bird at the three-point contest. 248-539-9797. We played a little bit of the Amon-Ra audio. Do you feel like the Bears have his attention, and I guess by that, do they have yours? Look, again, I'm not telling you they're better than you. I'm not saying that. But I think this division got a hell of a lot tougher. And even if the Vikings do take a step back, I think the Bears will more than pick up the slack. And by the way, the Vikings are hyper-insulating their young quarterback. You know who spent the second or third most amount of money this offseason? The Minnesota Vikings.
Kind of what you're saying with Chicago.
That's the point. This division, to me, got a hell of a lot tougher. And the fact is, right now, look, I don't know what the Lions have planned. I do not accept, and I know we talked about this in pre-show, and I think Doug and Scott were taking a different position on it, but like, oh, you know, Lions just don't have the money. You can't talk about Trey Hendrickson. The hell you can't. Kansas City just created $50 million in cap space restructuring deals. You can do the same damn thing. Oh, but what about 3 years from now? I don't care. So I don't want to hear it. Right here, right now, what's your plan at the end? Marcus Davenport. You know, like your depth is just not where it needs to be up front. And Aleem is not going to start the year healthy. And Aiden broke his leg. So look, I think it's more than fair to say this is not going to be a 15-2 year next year. And it's not going to be a cakewalk.
Mm-hmm.
Your schedule does look tougher on paper, and the Bears have got better. Now, if you want to argue that they haven't gotten better, I guess you should probably call a different show. Because that's just cognitive dissonance on your part. Like, you're just not willing to think.
Or the other flip side to this, do you not care? Because in your world, Lions fans, and it's okay, 248-539-9797, once all of your players come back from injury,
it doesn't matter what the other teams in this conference does because they can't beat you.
Got it. Good strategy. 248-539-9797. David or Kenny, do the Bears have your attention?
Yeah, the Bears have my attention, and I do feel like we're going to get a lot of Lions fans that, you know, Rico has just described where, oh, when we're healthy, we've gotten better. Or somehow the willful ignorance of, hey, all these additions to other teams, well, they're going to stink. They're not going to be as good. No, they absolutely. They've gotten better, and Ben Johnson has done a great job to insulate that quarterback. And I just don't see how a fan can look themselves in the mirror and go, I'm not saying the Bears are as good as we are, but they've gotten better.
Yeah, and by the way, you know, Kenny, here's the interesting part. If you take the name off of this, and I tell you that a rookie quarterback threw for almost 4,000 yards, had 20 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, and completed 63% of his passes, would the word bum, garbage, trash, ass, lousy, idiot come into play? No. But when you say it's Caleb Williams, because he's kind of a weird dude and he plays for the Bears, oh yeah, you're right, Ben Johnson has nothing. He can't work with any of that. Mind you, this is the job Ben Johnson waited for and wanted because he got Caleb. Oh, well, Caleb holds on to the ball. You know what? It's kind of weird. It's almost like Ben Johnson tailored an offense around what Jared Goff did and did not do well. Yeah, I think the Bears should have your attention. This year, you'll never go 15-2 again, ever. So here's the other part. And I had this conversation. I know it's Rico's birthday, and I'm not trying to be salty. The point I'm making is, if you are still living in the vibes of last season, you're lost. It's over. The Bears won the same amount of playoff games as you. Move on. Last year's team is dead. It's over. It's like high school. You graduated. You don't get to go back. Your cool points don't transfer to college. So the point I'm making to you is, we're on to the next year. And the neighborhood's getting tougher. So I want to know where you're at with it. Because Amon Ra was having a little bit of a breakdown on the pod.
Especially that last line.
Can I have that as a drop? We'll put that right next to Paul Woods from the Ottawa game. No! No! Are you sure?
The bleep, man.
All right. I don't think I forgot anything. 248-539-9797. We'll get to you, the people. Next, 97.1. All right, welcome in on a Thursday, and we now begin. It feels like in earnest, championship week, Big Ten tournament rolling. I hate the new logo, RIP the pinwheel. We'll get to that momentarily, but in real time, Rico and I made a decision. You know, in the first day of Rico's 63rd day on the planet, we kind of looked at each other and I said, Rico, it's going to take everything in my power not to open with that Javi Baez thing. And all of a sudden, we're opening up with the Javi Baez. Are you okay? What's going on?
Oh, no, no, no.
Am I about to get hit with a chair?
No, you're fine.
Did Aaron Rodgers sign with the Giants? Is that why you and David are snickering at me?
No.
Okay.
No.
So let's just do the Javi thing.
No.
And we'll get to the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah. Because he's, you know, the original player.
Oh, man.
He can play any position. First base, third base, second base.
Guys,
Javi, cut your grass. He's Booby Miles.
Let me speak in a language Kenny Cott will understand. Can you smell what the Rock is cooking? AJ Hinch and the Tigers, they're cooking a Javi stew here. He started today's game at third base and right on cue committed an error. But it sounds like, feels like, seems like, they are going to try to use Javi at multiple positions. You know, because if you had a hankering for more Javi, I think the 1901 Society is going to be more than happy to give it to you. You know, as David says during the Big Black Rumors segment, open wide, here comes Javi. I want to just ask around the room. Look, I have accepted he will be a part of this team.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I need more Javi than playing it short. Like, the idea that you would try him at other positions when he can't even play shortstop at an above average level, I think by the time he got hurt last year, he was a -8 defensive run saved. What exact, now again, face a franchise Matt Vierling. He's hurt. He'll be out to start the year. The Parker Meadows thing doesn't play into this. Javi doesn't play the outfield. But Rico, more Javi?
Yes.
More Javi.
I think you're missing the point.
Yeah, what is the point?
I think the point is he's going to be on the roster, 25-man roster. And here's the new way to justify it. He'll become
versatile,
the Brandon Inge type, where you can put him anywhere, and therefore it'll be Javi chaos.
Well, he's got the hitting 220 part down.
I'm just saying, it'll be Javi chaos. You could put him at third. You could put him at short.
Javi chaos.
You could put him wherever. He's the glue. The team loves him. He's the locker room person. Mm-hmm. He's in the clubhouse. They love him. So this is to keep him around, because now if you just say you got to play short, well, you can. But wait. Could also play third. Oh, we get a little 2-for-1 with him. Mm. Okay, so between that and maybe a little DH, like, you can move him all around. Javi chaos. You're not getting rid of him, so you know what you basically did is you put him in the kitchen and you changed the menu a little bit and says, and now here's Javi with fries.
Am I wrong that this upsets me? Like, I was in acceptance phase, but then the Tigers had to go, okay, let's push the limit even more. I mean, Kenny, David, Javi now multi-position, maybe seeing him at third some days. I thought the Tigers valued defense. I thought the Tigers cared about positional flexibility that was real. Now, it's bad enough you have Javi and Gleyber Torres as the middle of your infield. But, Kenny, how about the idea of a guy who's never played third base on a regular basis, not in the last 5, 6, 7 years, Javi at third?
And people want to tout his defensive metrics. His defensive metrics aren't as good as people think they are. Now you're moving him to third. I don't get it. You're not wrong to be upset by it, because I think once you've settled in and said, all right, he's going to be your shortstop. That's our new reality. I've accepted this. And now they're giving you more than the only cure is more Javi. No.
Right. They looked in the storeroom and said, oh, we got a surplus Javi. We got to get this out. Let's repackage this deal. Guys, you can still be in acceptance phase and just know that he was always going to play, and now we're going to try to find different places
to play him more. To play him more. That's what I'm reading out of this. Now, if you want to say, hold on, you bearded bleephole, it's spring training, now's the time to try stuff, you might be right. But take a listen to what AJ said to the morning show today. He didn't have to make a big deal out of it. He broke the news about Javi. Because Costa asked him, is he your everyday shortstop? Now, do we have the part before AJ's phone goes underwater? Okay.
We do, yes.
Take a listen to this. Oh, okay.
But if you were already accepting, Mike.
No, don't. This is different. Come on, man. That's not fair.
I'm just saying, Mike, is it that big of a difference that now they're going to find, you know, it's going to be Wackahavi. You don't know where he's going to pop.
Yeah, but that's the problem.
It is a problem, because this is what I'll say. It wasn't, oh my gosh, I want Bregman so bad because he's so great. It was, I want him so bad because I don't want this. What we're getting now. If we would have gotten Bregman, we would have known we had that there, and they wouldn't be trying Javi out at third base. We would have our bat, and they wouldn't be trying to force Javi down our throat.
Yes, David.
That's what I don't want.
I agree with you. It looks like, feels like, seems like, sounds like somebody is saying, we got to justify Javi because we're keeping him on the team. We're going to pay him. So let's just run this up the flagpole.
Let's see if this hurt us at multiple spots.
Or,
that's the ticket.
Or maybe we're just not using him correctly.
Now listen. You guys can do whatever you want to do. It's actually quite nice out. It feels like fall. The sun's out. It's a nice day. There's no yelling. Now, if you want to talk about Cheetos that look like George Bush, that's fine. I'm going a different route. Javi Baez is now maybe going to moonlight at multiple spots, which means more Javi.
You may have stumbled upon this. Cheetos that look like George.
I don't know what it was. Doug and Scott were doing like a Cheeto that looked like Jesus or something. And I said, David, this might be up your alley. I don't know. All I know is Javi Baez is playing third base now. Now, if you want to tell me, all right, they'll never dare do it in the regular season, that's fine. But here's the problem. We also believe they never dare would keep him on this team. That they would never dare make him the everyday shortstop. Yes, Kenneth.
How about a Cheeto that looks like a functioning third baseman? Okay. Get one of those?
I don't... Yeah, his name's Nolan Arenado.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, I do believe that, like I said, it looks like and seems like they're going to justify having him on this roster. Let's find a place for him where maybe this is going to sound bad because you can't.
Then don't say it.
You can't do it on the diamond, but maybe someplace where we can kind of hide him, but
you
still
can't
use
hide him at the hot corner.
I understand.
You can't hide him at third or short.
You can't
That's
hide
not
him
how
anywhere.
It works. You might be able to hide him at second. The problem is you brought in a corpse at second base. Gleyber can help you offensively, but he's not a good second baseman. I thought this team cared about these things. That's why Parker Meadows has such value, because of his defensive metrics.
But if they cared about these things, Javier would have been shipped off with a check saying thank you for your services a while ago. But we bought him. We're going to use him. We're going to figure out a way. I don't agree with this, please.
No, it sounds like you do.
I don't.
Are you a ticket rep for the 1901 Society?
I'm in the
Are you like an incel agent?
Bro, I'm in the 1968 club. All right.
I'll throw the number out.
No, Mike, here's the thing. It's part of the acceptance. Like, you're going to do this regardless of whether I like it or not.
I know that.
So, sure.
But I showed fairness.
Add raisins to the potato salad. Whatever.
Is that
it's
a thing?
Still bad. No, it's not a thing.
Okay.
I'm saying, I
didn't know if we had like cultural differences where you were throwing raisins in potato salad.
No, I'm saying the potato salad's already bad. And now you're just adding raisins to it. Sure. Can it get worse? No. Go ahead.
I just feel like these justifications don't really do it for me.
They don't, but it's what they're going to do.
Look at what this poor fan base is now. Look at this. Look at this. Your team made the playoffs. You're starting a dead body at third. Cheetos that look like Dwayne Johnson, 248. Look, simple, okay? Does this bother you? I can't do simpler radio. Do you believe there's a chance that we get Javi at short and third this year, which means more Javi? 248-539-9797. You do what you want to do. But I could not let that go. I almost crashed my vehicle this morning listening to AJ tell me he was starting at third today.
Wait, but then to say, well, you know, he was one of the original guys who were able to play all the positions.
Yeah, right. He's the original Ben Zobrist who plays six positions. Cut it out.
It's their justification, Mike. I don't agree with it.
Then stop justifying it.
I'm just seeing what this is what they're serving.
You know what? You sound like a team mouthpiece right now. And I know you don't believe it, but you're saying it in such a believable manner.
I got my seats in the 1385 club.
See, here's the problem.
1923?
It's 1901. Get it right.
I thought I was going to be out on the Dutton Ranch.
It's probably a better value than Spartan football season tickets where the prices went up. At least Comerica's a nice place.
I don't have season tickets.
You know what? Truer words have never been spoken. David, any ticket texts early, or are people still casting votes on Cheetos?
Javi doesn't play outfield yet. Someone else says, great clubhouse guy, didn't even show up to watch his team in the playoffs.
He was in Cooper Flagg's wheelchair.
Oh, that was amazing.
I thought he showed up for that.
They put him in the Paul Pierce, I gotta take a deuce wheelchair today. Did you see that?
I did. Well, that's why I was like, wait, is that legit or is that the Dwayne Wade wheelchair?
That felt like Paul Pierce against the Lakers. Go ahead.
Why can't Harvey DH and then bat ninth? WTF?
Listen, these are all great questions. I'll leave it over to Tiger spokesman Rico Beard. You don't believe it, but you make it so believable, it has me questioning whether you're moonlighting with the team now.
Sometimes you just have to think like they think.
I don't want to.
I don't want to either. I'm good. Okay. Third base, no.
You know what? Okay.
Like don't Kendrick, play me for the fool here.
Like Kendrick said, they not like us, okay?
You're putting him at the two most challenging positions, and he can't play his base position well.
Thank you. Kenny talked about his metrics defensively at shortstop. They're not even good. But move him to the hot. Move him there.
David,
move him to third.
I guess. And please, I don't, but... David, you have kids. You know good and well when they're trying to sell you something, and you're like, and they keep doubling down on selling you something. You're like, sure, okay. You know what they're trying to do.
And yeah, but the difference is David can't get rid of his kids, not legally at least.
I can't buy them out.
There should be something for parents to buy out their kids, put them in the free agent pool.
They can't get rid of me.
David has renounced the rights to his middle child.
His child's going into the portal.
Two-way contract.
3:45, we'll get into college basketball a little bit later in the show. We did do about an hour of it to start. Odyssey.com Rewind if you want that. I wanted to just pass this along before we get into who said it and stuff. I thought it was a really interesting piece. Just kind of a comprehensive, but, you know, quick notes about the Tigers. Jeff Passan does this every spring. And look, there's some interesting quotes in here and a couple of things about your Tigers. It's the things that I know is what he calls the article. So I wanted to just pass these to people as you're cruising around on a Friday. So you tell me if you're buying or selling what Passan has to say on each thing, okay?
Okay.
So point number one he makes. The season hinges on Tarek Skubal. He writes, the AL Cy Young winner is the best pitcher in baseball, the type of pitcher capable of delivering a season for the ages. Detroit needed every one of his 18 wins last year. And while improvement is difficult to come by when you've turned in a sub 2.5 FIP season, basically your expected ERA, not the real ERA, one of just 15 pitchers to do so in the last 10 years, 15 total. Skubal matching or besting that number would be rare. Only one pitcher with multiple 2.50 seasons or under. In that stretch, Chris Sale. A decent analog for hard-throwing, high-performing lefties, but also a reminder that being completely dominant tends to have short shelf life. With Detroit whiffing on its pursuit of Bregman, the offense will remain matchup-oriented for Hinch, and the lion's share of the success falls squarely on Skubal. Buy or sell, and do you believe he can become only the second pitcher in a decade to put back-to-back seasons together like he did? They basically repeat last year. You could say no. You wouldn't be wrong.
I'm going to say no because I didn't think that he would do it last year. I didn't think that he would no, because I wasn't rooting for him to get injured, but I didn't think that he would make it through the whole year healthy, if that makes sense. Didn't think he – so to say that he could do it 2 years in a row, I probably would say at some point he's going to get shut down for some type of an arm injury.
All right, Kenny. You buy or sell what Passan said about Skubal?
I buy it. I'm absolutely on board with that.
You think he can make history and be the second in a decade to do it?
Yeah, I think he can. Just based on what we saw last year, I mean, it seemed like he didn't just get a little bit better last year. He got a lot better last year after showing exactly what he could do.
Do you believe also what Passan's saying is, look, he's going to have to go out and spearhead 17, 18, 19 wins because the rest of the staff isn't good enough?
I do, and I'm not sure I saw anything last year that would tell me that he couldn't injury aside, by the way, because if that's the case, then forget
about
it.
All right, so let me...
And yes, Kenny, because I want that to happen.
Sure, yeah.
Let's just hope that injury will stay aside.
That's kind of... And that's my only bugaboo. That's my only hang-up. But
so let me give you something super positive, super fun. You tell me if you're buying or selling this level of belief in the following player. Among players with at least 250 plate appearances last year, Kerry Carpenter finished ninth in weighted on-base average, behind only the following. Ready? Aaron Judge, Otani, Kyle Tucker, Juan Soto, Yordan Alvarez, Bobby Witt Jr., Vladdy, and Brent Rooker. That's the company he kept. The first seven are among the top 11 players in baseball, and Rooker is an ascending star. Carpenter, this year, Kerry Carpenter will hit 30 home runs by herself.
Kerry Bonds.
I'm buying. I'm all in on Carpenter this year.
I will. I'll buy into this.
He assassinates right-handed pitching.
And my only hang-up is that's the only pitching he's going to face, is right-handed.
He'll play more against lefties. They've said it. They'll give him a little bit more runway.
Right, sure, that he'll play, but what's his power numbers going to look like against lefties?
Yeah, but think about this. He got hurt, Kenny.
Yeah.
So without getting injured last year, look at the numbers while he was healthy. I think he's a legitimate 30 home run candidate.
I buy also because I do think he's that guy and he's a dog out there, but if I were to pick between the two that you proposed to me, I would take the Skubal one first.
So this is titled, "The Best Thing I Heard All Spring." It's just a funny quote from Jackson Job, who, look, the average fan doesn't know a lot about. He hasn't been up here long. Quote, I'm done with trying to dot a gnat's ass, Jackson Jobe said. Just here's my stuff. If you hit it, good. Odds are probably not. Close quote.
I like the confidence.
I love it.
I do.
I love that. And the last note, just something fun, and I think it's something we know here, but a lot of people nationally, if they read this, go, wait, what? In both August and September, the Tigers bullpen threw more innings in a month than any team had since 2018. And that's when Tampa Bay introduced the concept of an opener. Relievers threw 144 and a third innings.
So they're just catching up on our pitching chaos. No, I'm saying the national media.
Yeah, I mean, again, the Tigers were not really a story until the last 2 weeks in September. Everyone else was like, well, it'll fade. But yeah, 144 and a third innings, 2.9 ERA in August. And they're even better in September with a 2.41 ERA and 141 and two-thirds innings. That's almost 300 innings of baseball and a sub-3 ERA over 2 months. That's why pitching chaos is unsustainable. But just some fun news and notes from Jeff Passan out of spring training. He does it for every team if you're interested in it. But the Tiger one, I thought, had some really interesting little tidbits.
Kerry Carpenter, that one was...
He's going to hit 30 home runs.
The company that he's in is like, wow.
But see, that's where baseball is different to me than any other sport, is the data. It doesn't lie. Like, the batted ball profile and how you play, and it just... There's always an analytic to tell you, like, hey, even if this guy's not producing in your eyes, the quality of contact, it will turn around. Like, it's just different. Like, there's no metric in basketball for pretty jump shots that didn't go in. 2.47. Like, I don't. Fair. Baseball has it, though. It's such a unique thing. But yeah, if you want to whiteboard it, Carpenter, over under 30 and a half home runs. He's going over. Okay. He's going to have a monster year. David,
we'll do Tigers receipts coming up.
So. Perfect. I can't wait. David, ticket text.
Remember, Torque burned us all last year.
I know. I dared to be optimistic with him, and look at how he rewarded us. David, what do you got?
Yeah, someone's saying we don't need Skubal to do what he did last year. We need the other pitchers to come around and give us something. Someone else says, yes, Kerry Carpenter is going to hit over 30 home runs. I can't wait to see it. Going to the ballpark. Can't wait. The injury thing is the only strike against Carpenter. He still hasn't played a full season. If he does, 30 home runs are the minimum.
Whoa!
James in Sylvania.
Wow. I like that. Well, look it. Case in point. Last year, 264 at-bats. He had 18 home runs. Guys, if he gets 500 at-bats, I don't see a scenario he doesn't get into the 30s. I mean, he's just a pure hitter. He's got the frame. I mean, he's got to be 225. Big kid, 6'2", 6'3". He just annihilates right-handed pitching. I'm all in on it. Maybe I've cursed him. I'm all in on Kerry Bonds.
I'll make sure that's in the receipts this year.
Captain will go down with his ship.
Maybe I'll have to sweeten this and make it like 32 and a half.
Make it 33 and a half.
Oh.
Make it 34. I don't care.
Somehow I heard a curse word behind that.
Kerry Carpenter to the moon. Big year this year for Kerry Bonds.
The blood moon.
That's right. Let's get to who said it next, shall we? 97.1.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.